Hey guys, this is Richard from the band Broomfiller, and you're listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running
CDs
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, RootyRootRadio.com, AltRockRadio.ca, XRPRadio.co.uk, so that's all across the United States, into Canada, and across the pond. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 476, and with me tonight is Jonna the Machika from First Angel Media. What's up, Jonna?
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm good. This is take two. Hopefully it's just take two. So we were talking earlier for a while. But we were talking earlier about episodes. This is 476, which means episode 500 is coming up. And John was like, you know, we could talk about what's happened since the last time I was on. It's been like 2 years. I'm like, no, it hasn't. So we spent a little time doing some reverse looking up. And yeah, it's been since December 22nd of 2016 and 116 episodes ago. And a lot has changed.
So the last time that we talked, I believe that at that point I owned my camera, but I had never shot a show with a camera. And about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer, I was hired to shoot a 3-day concert. So, yeah, I would definitely say a lot has happened, since we last chatted. Let's see. December 2016, I believe I had just started writing articles on Facebook. Didn't even have a website. You helped me put one together, and you have been my webmaster for First Angel Media since April 2017. I remember whenever I hit 500 likes on the page and celebrated that.
What are you at now? Like 4,200 or something, right?
Well, I'm at like we're coming up on 4,300 likes.
See, I was close.
yeah, we're coming up on that. It's growing steadily. The really cool thing about that is that has all been organic. I haven't ran ads for First Angel. I run ads for the artists that go on First Angel, but everything on that is going to be changing soon. We have redesigned the website, and as you know,
That was a PETA.
Yes, it was.
And not the bread.
Yeah. That is the theme that shall not be named. The theme of our website has given you as our webmaster
New Star. Do not be afraid of the name. It's New Star. Wow. Did we really just do a Harry Potter thing?
We totally did. We totally just threw Harry Potter in there. But we had to take it down and get some things fixed recently, but everything is good to go now. And the theme is important, I feel, because the look of your website really says a lot about the content that will be found there. The theme for the First Angel website was fully customizable, which you got to admit that has come in handy.
Was a PETA.
It was, but it has come in handy because just like the growth from our last interview, the website has grown now to include 3 different podcasts. Now, those podcasts are not created by First Angel, but...
Well, this one is.
This one is.
Episode 476 and 360.
But we... you know, I found some people who do some really cool things and brought them over, such as your podcast for this and for 3QS, 3 Questions in a Song. You will also find Start the Beat with Sykes. 3 really glorious podcasts that really don't meet. I mean, you guys might meet in the middle, but it's very unlikely that the same people will be on the same podcast, because between the two of you, I'd say that we have the Pittsburgh music scene and beyond covered very well. And between Build the Scene and the Metal Edge radios, we've got a really nice collection there. And those are the things that we've brought over from other sites. We have a fan first video series section. We have an events listing. We have articles. We have our photo gallery. The articles and photo gallery are fully First Angel Media originals, as are the videos. However, you know, huge shout out to Fernando de la Cruz of Embraic Creations. Him joining up with us has added that one last little thing that First Angel did not have, because we are a multimedia music company, which is a very long way of saying we do it all. We use every platform of media to help get music out there. And
but not MySpace. That's so 90s.
Well, you know,
although I did use MySpace the other day.
I don't know. With the way, okay, I'm going to say it, and the Facebook gods are going to strike me down or something, but the way Facebook has been going lately, like, I kind of feel like we, I kind of feel like social media is looking back on MySpace like the girlfriend you probably should have kept versus the really pretty upgrade you thought you were getting.
I was recently in Facebook jail.
Yeah, that's right, you were.
And it was so frustrating. All I did was try to mass post about my podcast, and they made it so I couldn't like anything for 10 days. I was just trying to save time.
I will tell you, I mean, I know a lot of the ins and outs on Facebook, but they're starting to kind of like confuse even me. And I say that as if I know everything. I don't. I don't think any of us really know anything.
I don't think Mark Zuckerberg knows everything.
I don't think he does either. But you know, it was a few months back. I saw all of these updates and I was like, I may have even told you, I was like, oh, here we go. They are reaching beyond their own scope of things. You can't roll out this many updates and not fix the problems that are already there. And sure enough, Facebook has crashed, what, like twice since then? It's been a problem, but it's okay. We're all in it together. We're all going to sit around and talk about this one day, the great outages of Facebook.
Think about what our numbers would be like if they didn't make it so that people can't see what we're posting.
Oh, I know.
And I say that after sharing earlier with you that I had my post on Build the Scene on Facebook. It's facebook.com/buildthescene. Reached 6,400 people this week and had 2,200 people actually engaged. And those are great for me. You get better than that, but my website numbers are still better for a little bit longer.
Hey, you know, honestly, I love to see growth, and I think that your page is one of the ones that needs to. You know, I mean, it's one of the pages that people need to. You have great website numbers, though.
I do. And I don't.
You have great website
numbers. I don't concentrate on Facebook, which is why it doesn't do the type of numbers it probably could.
Right. Unfortunately, you know, it's kind of difficult to come up with ways to keep post reach up. Even with all of the stuff, all of the content, it's, I mean, what, there are 13 people involved in working with First Angel Media at the moment, which is also a huge increase since we talked in 2016, seeing as it was only me back then.
Yeah, I would have liked to have 13 people with me this weekend.
Yeah.
Technically I had two because Raina was there helping me.
Yes. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
And by helping me, I mean, I'd go to her and go, well, this is too dark. What do I need to do? Or why won't it focus?
But I mean, if you don't constantly tend to your pages, you know, I mean, I can tell, as you know, I've been having some insane back issues. And if I walk away from the page for too often, then immediately, you know, I start to see if I walk away for 2 days, I'll see a decrease in post reach and everything. We've been keeping it right around 55,000 a month. You know, website is getting, what is it, like 125,000 a month hits?
I don't know. I'd have to go look.
It's some insane number. But we're reaching, and it's not just happening in the Pittsburgh area anymore. Last year, we actually began featuring some bands from the UK. Really from all over. I was kind of surprised. I mean, I don't pay attention really to where the bands are coming from until I'm ready to post for them.
So let me cut you off for a second.
Yeah.
So May, June, July. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
May you had 130,000 hits. June you had 132,000 hits. July you had 173,000 hits.
And that's what I like to hear.
And you're currently at 758,304 for the year.
Which is awesome because the goal was to hit a million. And I honestly, like, whenever I set that goal, it was like, did I set that too high? And apparently not. Apparently I could have gone a little higher. But that's the kind of growth that you need to see behind the scenes of things in order to know that you're really reaching people. And since the entire point behind First Angel Media is to get these bands out there in a way that they really can't themselves. You know, a band is limited normally to the people that they reach.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I have to cut you off. So PA Rock Show. 789,280.
Nice.
And your June, July, August were all better. Now I have to pull up Bill Dezine.
That's awesome. I mean, yeah, to be put up against an established podcast like that, that's very cool. I love that.
I told you it was going to happen.
You did. But you also know me, and I like to start at the bottom with things. I mean, it's where I started with all of this. However, the growth factor for First Angel has been kind of like tremendous. Actually, we had been talking earlier about...
Whoa, I didn't see that coming. Sorry. I'll tell you that number in a minute.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so buildthescene.com is at 921,515 for the year.
Yeah.
Although your May, June, and July were higher than that, than Build the Scene, too. But mine are more consistent.
Oh, that's good.
So I had 1 month that was kind of low, but the rest of them are like, yeah, in the 100,000s, almost 200,000 in February.
The parts that I like about that are that, you know, Build the Scene is actually relatively new.
Yeah, that's 2000.
That was last year, wasn't it? 2018.
It was October of 2017 when I bought it.
There we go. Yeah.
But I didn't know what I was going to do with it. So I think it actually went online in January of 2018.
Was it even January? Because like I want to say it was like March.
It might have been.
I was at that meeting, that town hallish kind of meeting for the music ecosystem, and I believe January, and I remember that they were sitting there saying, you know, it's selfish to expect anyone to put together.
Yes, you're right. Place. And I was like, I have this domain. It's like the perfect name.
Yeah, we had also been talking about, you know, we wanted to see Build the Scene kind of be a one stop shop for all things music related. You know, we had been talking about that on top of like everything you already had planned, and you started your nice little podcast network there.
Yes.
That you had talked about.
I almost gave up on that. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. No, see, that's giving up, you know.
I don't do that often. I was close with that one.
There's almost no reason to not keep going. If it doesn't work in one avenue, you find another one. And while in the past I've been told that I have this rainbows and butterflies kind of attitude towards the music scene in general, unsigned music in general, Pittsburgh scene in specifics.
Rainbows and Butterflies, that's not a metal band name.
Yeah, no, it's not. No. But, you know, the thing is that I don't have an unrealistic view. I just happen to see the amazing stuff that's out there. And, you know, I've listened to the negative voices. I sometimes listen to them over the positive. And these are the things that drive me to change my direction. You know, right before you and I had our first interview in December 2016, it was brought to my attention that I wasn't showing bands in a very good light because they didn't have professional photos. And that stuck with me because everything that I do, I want to give unsigned bands the same professional attention as national bands.
Let's stop on that note for a moment and take a short break.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about what First Angel Media does when we come back.
Okay.
But we are going to play Front Row by Chip and the Charge Ups off of Flow of the Current Part 1. And Sean is going to tell you why that's the song of choice tonight.
Well, that is because Chip was wonderful enough to invite me into the studio, and I am part of the backing vocals you'll hear all through the song. I have actually been recorded, which is awesome. And whenever you ask me before any of this recording began, well, which song was it that you sang on? And it took me a minute. It was like, wait a minute, I really did do that, didn't I? That's a legitimate question.
Hey, so we're going to take a moment and we're going to listen to Front Row and we'll be right back.
Makes you feel so wild and free. Grab
It's Bill. We're back on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. That was very laid back. If you're just tuning in with me tonight, is Jana Lee Machika from First Angel Media. And we have been talking about what has happened in the 116 episodes that she has not been on since her first appearance. And we're going to continue, but we're going to talk a little bit more about what is going on with First Angel Media. Right before the break, she mentioned that she has taken things on to become more professional and make sure that there's professional coverage for the unsigned bands that she works with. So we're going to talk a little bit more about what that means exactly and how you can get involved and be covered by those professionals, the 13 of... Can I say us? I can say us, right? 13 of
us. You can
us.
Say us. Yes. 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 You and Patrick are... like my right-hand people over there. I don't know what I would do without either of you. I really don't, actually. I had a moment of like, whoa, yeah, no. I'm sorry you two have to stay on for like ever. this is just, I forgot to tell you this is a lifelong, you know, contract. That's just how it's going to have to be.
Is there going to be like, a disclaimer with the camera when it shows up?
yeah.
You must accept these this agreement prior to using the camera, or
you watch it, man. Once I get you that camera, I'm probably going to start sending you out to shows. So I'm just going to warn you now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you have someone else to discuss that with.
Well, you know,
I mean, if I'm at a show,
well, there you go.
You know, that can easily be thrown in there. Speaking of that, this past weekend, Raina and I were at Rock for Life, and there's a guest writer involved as well, JJ from Western Pennsylvania local music scene. That's really a collaboration when that post goes up. There's videos and podcasts from myself and an article written by JJ, and then Raina took some photos, And all of that will be appearing on First Angel Media. The podcast and videos I already posted. So those aren't exclusive, but the rest of it probably will be.
Yes. But you know, though, you just touched on something that, I love about the company. See, I always had this idea of it being a kind of like a family atmosphere. People in the music scene working together to build the music scene. And that is 13 people strong. That is exactly what it is. You know, I was looking for people that wanted to work with me, but what I do at First Angel is, multiple layers of things that, to my knowledge, at least in our area, have not been done like this.
Well, let's talk about those layers. What can an artist expect if they get in touch with First Angel Media?
Well, what we offer is articles of all types. We do show reviews, music reviews, interviews. We do featured videos. They must be, I call it professional production. I cannot post the video that your girlfriend took from the back of the venue on her iPhone. However, if you have something that is full music video quality, then, you know, talk to us. That's actually Patrick's little corner of the world there. He took over the Find Your Muse features that we run every Friday. Okay, now he's going to listen to this and he's going to laugh at me because his last name, we all have these weird names. And I believe it's Patrick McElvery. I messed that up. Patrick, you're going to cut that. Patrick McElvery. McElravy. There we go. There we go.
I am absolutely not cutting it, but no, do you know how many times I botch names on this and leave it?
Well, I mean, we are not an easy named group of people. Oh. John Olima Chica, if you saw my name, I mean, people butcher that. Like that, the person that comes out in the waiting room to call my name and looks really concerned and confused, I know to get up and follow them. and your name? Yeah. I mean, you know.
If you go with my full name, you'll be there all day, pal. Go through it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know.
We have Amanda Baker.
We do have Amanda Baker. And we have Jeff Poole.
Yes.
And we have Craig Ferry. But then you get to Fernando de la Cruz. And while it's not like, you know, the most uncommon name in the world, it is kind of, well, it's fun to say though.
Yes.
It really is fun to say.
Feels like he might be the most interesting man in the world.
Right. He kind of is. Fernando's really awesome. Fernando is a videographer for us. Jeff and Amanda and Craig are photographers. Now, Fernando does do some photography, but he actually owns Embraic Creations. And
probably the shortest name on the list is the even, it's not easy either. Raina Pelli.
Ah, yeah. No, that's
R-E-I-N-A-P-E-L-I.
Yeah, now Erica, hers is just a really long, really pretty name.
Is it Erica Christina something something Lang? It's like five names.
June Lang. I believe it's June Lang. And she's of working breed. Patrick is of Nine Stitch Method.
Neil Donnelly. We haven't mentioned him yet.
Neil Donnelly. He has
Drunk Rock Show.
That's right.
And Suzanne.
Suzanne Decree. Yes. She's awesome. And she is helping to she's going to be stepping down as a writer. Nudge nudge wink wink. Cause, you know, you really can't step down from something you're that good at. I mean, you just can't. But she is going to be we have a nice little place that we know of with a steeple and, you know, stained glass. But yeah, oh, we didn't even mention Darren Lewis yet.
Ah, see, I thought you did. I actually had to, yeah. I cheated. I had to page open. But yes, go ahead, just in case, go ahead and mention it.
So, Darren has the Steel City Cult group, I do believe it is. I am going to have to look. but he actually runs a group about music, and he's awesome. He was the very first writer I brought on. And what's very funny about that is it took me a while. Like, it really did. He was on my Facebook friends list, and I don't know. It was like, I kept seeing every time he went to a show, he'd write a review, like right there on his page. And I'm like, you know, I have this little thing over here, you know, this little publication kind of thing. And if you'd like to, he had been burnt as a writer before, and he wasn't too certain about it. And then whenever he found out how I actually went about things is whenever he decided to join up.
I just tried to join. I requested. I was like, wait, he has a what?
Yeah, he does. And he keeps it going. He's got this one hashtag he uses all the time. It's like a dad metal or something like that, because somebody was on him about the kind of music that he listens to, and he turned it into his hashtag. You know, he was just like, this was dad metal. But he joined up. I think that I was about there. He started writing for me, and he has like a very artistic style. And it fits so well with the kind of music that he enjoys. It's really a delight to read his stuff. Every one of the writers has a little bit of something. And we've just got this neat little group of people. So I recently added Brian Howe as an editor because his podcast, Start the Beat with Sykes. I want him to be able to, you know, post the stuff as he feels it's best for his category. Josh Montadoro. There we go. I believe it's Montadoro. He is of Creatures and Creep Rods. They are a promotion team with Amber Sunshine. And
I am so glad you brought them up, because I was supposed to do something for them and I forgot.
Get on it. They're great people, though. And Raina, actually, I mean, while it isn't her job, she may as well be considered, you know, of rock for life because of everything she does with them. We've got Dennis, and he actually, while he doesn't exactly write for us often or anything, I'll tell you what, he keeps bringing in all kinds of new people. He's the reason Suzanne is with us, which led to Erica being a part of the team. We have two others. Won't mention them by name in case they don't want to, but I worked with them at a national magazine, and they're amazing people. They really, really are. And they are in a transition phase in their life right now, trying to decide where to be. And honestly, they're some of the best people that I know. So, you know, maybe they'll start making appearances on some of the stuff that's coming up on First Angel, and maybe they'll just stick around and joke with us in the group chat. I'm okay with that too.
Well, here, let's kind of bring this all together. And why don't you tell us how a band can get your services?
Okay. Best possible way is going to sound like the worst possible way. Don't email me. I hate saying that. Don't follow our email, please. No. The best possible way is to go to firstangelmedia.com, hover over contact us, and where it says request our services, you're going to hit that button. And what's going to pop up is going to be a list of everything that we need from you, no matter what you're writing into us for. I make certain that I put as much as I can, you know, for hyperlinks into each article, anything going out, so that people can find your music, this, that, the other thing. But we want to connect with you. We need to be able to talk with you. So you're going to read that list of information under Request Our Services, and then you're going to DM the Facebook page. And that's the fastest way I know to do it, because I have all those people that we just talked about connected to that page, and I can quickly connect you to whomever. And if you notice, while we were bantying around all those names, there was a lot of, you know, this person of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you write into us, you may even get additional stuff, such as, hey, I have a podcast that I need filled coming up. You want to be on it. You know, you're writing in for her.
Just happened.
That did just happen. You know, what else just happened was a man wrote in for drums, and Suzanne needed someone on drums for an upcoming show. He wrote in looking for a band to play drums in. She needed drums for an upcoming show. She said, can I talk to this man? Go for it.
I chimed in before she did.
Yeah. So, you know, honestly, it's not just about what I can do for people. We really are a little family, a little scene family. We all have our place in it. And whenever you write into us, you're kind of writing into a collective. And while I'm 93% the first person you're going to talk to, I introduce myself, I tell you who I am. Maybe I have a question for you, but I'm going to go into our group chat. I'm going to be like, hey, this person is here. And everyone can view your message at once and can be like, yeah, I got this. And then we know it's taken care of. I mark it on the schedule. I mark it as follow up on that message board. And we move on with our lives while that person takes care of you. You know, they come in, they introduce themselves. They connect with you. Even if you aren't looking for our services, I'd still possibly look at that, request our services, because at the bottom of that is a list of other places where you may get played, covered, podcasted. One is even a promotion company, listed there. It is a monthly event called the Crucible Project, which we're a sponsor of because I believe in it. You know, this was actually the first time I ever reached out to say, can I be a sponsor? But, you know, it's all about connecting people. And that is really what First Angel Media is about. It acts as a vehicle for unsigned music to find an audience outside of itself. We reach globally. I'm not going to make any, you know, wild, like, oh yeah, well, we have this many people in China, but our numbers keep rising. The areas we're hitting in the world keep rising. We bring in artists from all over the United States, all over the world, and they like and follow our page and they take you back with them. And whenever people come to listen to that artist, they find you too. And that's what it's supposed to be about. We are not an artist-funded site. There are some out there that charge for articles. We're not one of those sites. We're not reeling you in one thing.
When do you charge someone?
We charge someone whenever they need photos, if it's not a benefit. It's
photos and...
Well, photos and videography, you're right, because sometimes I forget that we have like this really awesome videographer there that can get out and take care of that. He can do everything from a recap on a show to a full-blown music video to more. But that's because normally there's a lot of travel involved. There's, you know, the time there's the time out. And whenever you're done, you have a finished product that you can commercialize. And that's one of those things where while we do charge, we do not charge enough. I'll tell you that right now. I can say that our pricing, having looked at prices for other people, our pricing for a show, if we were to cover the show for everyone, paid, would be about a third to a quarter of what you would normally pay for an actual photographer. And this is professional photography. It's not, you know, hoping that you get the best pictures they can give. This is a group of photographers who consistently give their best. And I wouldn't have them on the team otherwise. But they're also good people. you know, me myself, I have shot some names that I've shot is Bullet for My Valentine, Flogging Molly, Doyle. I recently spent 3 days at a country music festival.
I'm glad you brought that up. What genres does First Angel cover?
Really any. It was easier to break into the rock and metal scene. I'm not really certain why. I think it may be the mindset. And while a large portion of what we do remains rock and metal, this is not the solid genres of rock and metal that you're going to find. So that means that we will cover anything metal, doom metal, gore metal, which right there, you're on very opposite ends of things. We will cover anything rock. You know, we will cover indie rock. We will cover hard rock. I recently covered Stone Cold Killer, who were dressed and covering the songs of Guns N' Roses for a woman's benefit. The night before that, I was at a completely genreless show with Amplifiers, and that is a little A and a period at the end of that. And Amplifiers is kind of like rock and poetry, mix that together, throw it back into the 90s, put it into the future, bring it back with it, like the best of everything. And a blindingly wonderful light show, but the blindingly has to be in there for you to understand, because if you ever see them, you will understand it has an epilepsy warning before it.
I'm going to speed you up a little because we're running out of time.
Okay. The Shadow event, they are also a really great band, completely genreless. Sykes and the New Violence is kind of like rap and metal, if you know. Rap was metal, but not all the time. But we'll cover really anything. And the really cool thing about the metal genre and the rock genre is that those two are very open to being influenced by other music. You know, people who are metalheads are known to enjoy classical music. We'll do everything. We've covered American Idol singers. We've covered some nationals. We've covered punk. We've covered jazz. So really, there is almost a little area for you at First Angel Media, no matter what you have.
And you would like to cover some blues, don't forget.
Listen, the blues scene in Pittsburgh is actually amazing. The talent in it, and I really can't imagine anyone not knowing who Miss Freddie is, but I would love to cover her.
I've been trying to cover Miss Freddie for 3 years. It's supposed to happen in September.
I just, you know, as we move forward, I want to bring in more and more. And the cool thing is that with every member that joins First Angel, you know, we're growing out. We're not just growing up. And that means that eventually we will have a writer for every type of genre, you know, a photographer for every event. And I mean, I will be this month actually celebrating my birthday in Indiana, covering the Rise Up and Conquer Festival. We're growing, and that's extremely cool. And one thing that I'm going to put this out there because it's about time to start rolling this out. With all the website traffic and all the website stuff coming in, you know, we do now have ad spaces, and we are beginning to open up our events list, all of it for, again, decent prices. But the problem is that I myself have been financing First Angel this entire time, and we have grown to a point where I want to be able to put more music out there and boost more posts. And everything we've done for First Angel itself has been organic, and I'm fine with that. But I want to be able to help the musicians more. So as we get the ad money in, and we're going to be rolling out merch within the next few months, we don't take without giving back. So anything that people put into us for events listings, for ad space, that all goes rolling right back into pushing music out. And, you know, the merchandise as it would come, that will also be put right back in. If my photographers make money selling images, if my videographers make money selling images, that's their money. I don't touch that. Any money that I make for First Angel Media, even if people, you know, I do promotion shots and stuff off stage, even that kind of stuff, that's all going back into the business. So whenever you work with us, you're working for the scene. You know, it's kind of a nice little tidy family there. You know, we all kind of work together that way.
If you're interested in finding out what First Angel Media has going on, it's firstangelmedia.com, facebook.com/firstangelmedia.
cheetahs, love immortals and the swarm. But you days.